So here in John chapter 1, we read that the disciples asked Jesus this question when they approached a blind man. Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents that he would be born blind? Now, this is a story that prepares us to receive a miracle. This is a story that teaches us that God can take a negative situation and turn it around for the good. The disciples didn't realize that they had placed themselves in a box. By that I mean they had their opinions and they were not open to think outside the box, because they said, okay, this guy's blind. Either he sinned or his parents sinned. But Jesus was going to give them an out-of-the-box answer. He didn't give them an answer that was within their parameters. What did Jesus say? He says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Wow. Do you realize that sometimes we have a tunnel vision and sometimes we forget that God wants to do something out of the box, and sometimes we're just not ready for that? But today, when all that's happening in our world around us, are you ready to accept what God is speaking into your life, even if it is out of the box?
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRI every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Problem or opportunity? What is it that we as Americans are dealing with today? Most people say we got a major problem in our hand, the coronavirus, it's spreading, and restaurants are closing, gyms are closing, and dining areas of other fast food restaurants are closing, and gotta stay home, gotta be social responsible, and the list goes on. You know what I'm talking about. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. Well, this week here in Rising Higher, we're looking at this question, problem or opportunity. Could we see all this that's going on as an opportunity? That's what we've been talking about here today. Because sometimes God wants to do things out of the box. And that's what God has been challenging me to do as a pastor. Because, of course, 2 weeks ago, we at Fortress Church decided to do something out of the box. And that's take church online. And, you know, me, I'm not the youngest guy around. For me to do things in a new way has been a little bit of a challenge. Yeah, the other day I did a Facebook Live and a Zoom meeting, and that was the first time I've ever done that. Now, I've been a part of those, but first time I literally ever led one. And those who are watching, maybe that was one of you. I had a worship and prayer service last Friday, and it was a little bit of a disaster, at least for the first 4 minutes. Then I finally got it going. Yeah, me and technology, we haven't always seen eye to eye. But I'm getting things going now. Okay, I'm ready, because I do believe that God wants to take me outside of the box, so to speak. I got to take away my all these thoughts of how I want to do things and how I've always done things before. Yeah, I don't want to see all that's going on in our world today as just a problem. I want to see it as an opportunity. If I have to learn how to do a Zoom small group Bible study, I'm going to do it. In fact, that's what I'm doing. If I need to get on Facebook Live to minister to people and do a Bible, I'm going to do it. Okay. The good news is Rising Higher continues here, and I'm going to continue to use Rising Higher. And of course, you can always tap into our podcasts. Well, today we're going to continue this topic that we've been looking at all this week. Problem or opportunity? Because once again, a lot of people look at all that's going on in our world today and see it as a problem. I'm going to suggest that we see it as an opportunity. Opportunity for what? Let me do a quick review from first couple of days this week. Well, number one, we said that because of the COVID-19, you and I, we have the opportunity to pray more. Yeah, we get to spend more time at home with our family and with the Lord. What a great opportunity. Number two, we talked about this. Because of the COVID-19, you and I, we have the opportunity to stand strong. What a great opportunity. That in the midst of panic, in the midst of craziness, you know what I'm talking about. Wouldn't it be great for the world to look at Christ followers and say, oh, there's someone who's not rattled by the things going on. There's someone who has confidence in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can stand strong. Number three, we talked about this yesterday. Because of COVID-19, you and I, we have the opportunity to be generous. Maybe there's families who are in need of financial support. Maybe there's someone who lost their job because of all the things and cutbacks that many businesses are doing. Well, I look at it this. Could it be an opportunity for me to just share in my generosity? This is a great time to be generous. I just want to encourage you with that. Amen. So now let's pick up where we left off. And let me walk through a fourth opportunity. We're talking about problem or opportunity. And in this message that's kind of extending to three different programs of Rising Higher, I'm giving you five ways how you and I can turn a problem into an opportunity. Number four, here it is. Because of the COVID-19, you and I have the opportunity to share our faith like never before. What a great opportunity. See, in the midst of problems around us, there are people who are searching for answers. God, where are you? I've noticed that when anytime our world deals with challenging times, many people are more sensitive to hearing from God. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. And I believe, you know, I noticed that back when we experienced all that happened in 9/11. That was what? 19 years ago, almost 18 and a half years ago, people were rushing to church. They wanted answers. Many of them gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it is true, a few months later, things went back to normal, but at least there was an opportunity for people during their crisis times to put their faith in God. A young lame boy was once hurrying to catch a train. In the press of the crowd, he experienced real difficulty in manipulating his crutches, especially as he was carrying a basket full of fruit and candy. As passengers rushed along, one particular passenger hit the basket by mistake, knocking over the oranges, the apples, and the candy bars in all directions that were in this disabled boy's basket. The man who caused the accident paused only long enough to scold the crippled young man for getting in his way. But another gentleman, seeing this boy in his distress, went to his aid. He quickly picked up the fruit and all the candies, put it back in the basket, and he added a silver dollar to that collection. And he looked at the disabled boy and said, "I'm sorry, sonny. I hope that this makes it a little better." With a smile, he was on his way. The young boy, who had seldom been the recipient of such kindness, called for that good Samaritan in gratitude and all. Mister, please, sir, I have a question for you. Are you Jesus? No, replied this man. He said, I'm only one of his followers. So too, the people whose lives we touch need to see the Lord in our acts of compassion and Christian kindness. Could it be that many people are looking for the Jesus in you and I? Christina was a young adult, a student at a university. She would always walk around listening to her music from her phone and her earbuds. But she loved the Lord. Yes, she did. She had this daily routine of eating her sack lunch in a certain picnic area in the corner of the campus. But one day, she decided to put down her phone, take off her earbuds, and just look around and listen to what was going on. It only took a few minutes for her to realize that only about 75 yards away was a construction site. Construction workers were busy doing their job. and she decided to bless them. So the next day she showed up with breakfast tacos and kolaches. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wish that I'd been there. And the next day, after 3 days, one of the guys from the construction site says, "Why are you doing this, young lady? You don't even know who we are." She said, "Because I care for you." Well, the discussion took off, and after a few minutes, she had the opportunity to tell this construction worker about the Lord, and she actually led him to faith in Jesus. Well, when I read that story, I thought, think about how many people around us can benefit when we take off our earbuds, when we take off being who we are and just reaching out to people around us who are hurting. Now, I realize right now, many of us are in solitude. Some of us, if you want to call it quarantine, you can call it quarantine. Many of us are doing work from home, but yet we can, through emails, text messages, and even financial contributions, reach out to people who are hurting during this difficult time. I do believe that we can have that mentality that this is an opportunity. An opportunity to share our faith with people who are looking for answers. You see, sometimes we've got to look at things and all that's happening in the right perspective. You know, there are some churches, for example, that are going online and some churches who are not going online. And I read one comment from a non-believer. Let me read it to you. He says, you know, because he noticed that so many people around us are being socially responsible. He said this: "It looks as though most everyone in our community is being socially responsible, doing their part during this coronavirus crisis, except for many Christians. I've noticed that many Christians still want to gather together and have church in their building. They believe that they are exempt from all this." Wow. When I read that, I thought, you know, there are those Christians who are still having church, and it may not be a good testimony. In fact, I don't think it is a good testimony to a world who's looking for answers, and they think, why don't the church people want to do their part? So my point is this: can we do our part? You and I, we can do all that we can to do our part to reach out to a world that is hurting. In fact, yeah, we have a whole world that is hurting. On Saturday, I enjoyed that word from President Trump and Vice President Pence when they said, you know, America's coming together in unity and crossing denominational lines and political parties, coming together because we are in a crisis. That's what happens. We're working together. Every American's doing their part in conquering this problem, this COVID virus. See, once again, is it a problem? Yeah, it's a problem, but can we see it as an opportunity? Okay, we're looking at opportunities. We need to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to give you the last and the final portions of the five problems that we can turn into an opportunity. This last one we just discussed is this. This is an opportunity to share our faith. So I'm going to share with you one more, but I do need to take a break. Thank you for tuning in today. What you're listening to is Rising Higher. And Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Vandera Road. Now, right now, we're not meeting physically at the location. I tell you where we're located because now we're actually expanding our potential. That's right. We are going online. So if you want to catch us on Sundays at the same times, 9:15 and 11 o'clock, but you go to fortresschurch.online. Once again, fortresschurch.online. And you can catch us on Sundays and on Wednesdays as well, like this evening. It's going to be a great time together, all right? I also want to invite you to some online Bible studies. We at Fortress Church are doing dozens of online Bible studies, most of them via Zoom. And you can be a part of that. Some of you are stayed at home. And why don't you use your staying at home time right now as an opportunity to get into the Word of God? So if you want to jump into a Bible study, many of them are actually starting next week. then here's the thing to do. Just go to fortresschurch.org and do a /groups. And then there you can click on find a connect group. Once again, fortresschurch.org groups. We have online Bible studies on for men, also a number of them for women. We have Grief Share that I'm going to be leading via Zoom. We also have the Art of Marriage online Bible class group. We have groups for young men, groups for young ladies, groups for young families. The list goes on. So I'd love for you to tap in. Once again, if you want to be part of those groups, you don't have to be part of Fortress Church. You're welcome to join us. Go to fortresschurch.org/groups. Once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. You can find more information about Fortress Church, what we're doing, or now we're doing everything online. And that's okay. We've got to do that to do our part for what's happening in our world. We'll be right back. Topic today, problem or opportunity. We're going to get into that. One last thing that I want to share with you concerning this topic right after this message. Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org, or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Just when they think they got your game set match, here comes a comeback.
Hey, this is Danny Gokey, and I just want to quickly drop some encouragement into your spirit. I don't know what things have been going on in your life, but I know that there are so many people discouraged, but do not give up yet, because God has a promise that he's going to finish what he started in you. There are greater things that you have yet to see. This is your comeback year. You're listening to Rising Higher Radio with Pastor Randy Garcia.
Hi, this is Pastor Randy Sean Garcia with Fortress Church. I wanted to invite you to the LX3 Open Bible Study online. The LX3 Open Bible Study is for everyone who wants to love like Jesus, live with purpose, and lead with impact. We'll be going through a number of short daily Bible studies on a variety of topics such as leadership, worship, discipleship, prayer, marriage, parenting, and so much more. Each short Bible study will last about 7 to 10 days on average and should take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. The goal is to grow in our love for God and people, to live out our year with purpose, and to lead our culture to Jesus. We want to lead with impact. All of this takes place via Facebook. You can search LX3 on Facebook, and you can ask to join our private Facebook group. And then we're going to show you how you can go to the YouVersion Bible app and join us on a daily Bible study journey that we're going to be doing throughout the year and beyond. We're excited about this. We have already over 400 members that have joined the LX3 Open Bible Study. This is not church specific. This is simply for people who want to get closer to Jesus. We love the results we've seen. We've seen so many people testify how they're spending more quality time with God, more daily consistency has been built up in the spiritual context. So we're excited. We invite you to join us. Search LX3 on Facebook and request an invite. We hope to see you inside.
Love that. I highly recommend that. Now that we're spending more time at home, let's get closer to God. Can we do that? All right. Problem or opportunity? We're looking at 5 opportunities that you and I have. Now that all this has happened in our world today, the COVID-19, once again, as there's some people who have a negative attitude about the things going on, but I want us to have a great attitude, and that is, can we see it in the context of an opportunity, all that God is doing? So the last of the five opportunities I want to talk about is this. Because of the COVID-19 and the coronavirus, you and I, we have the opportunity to increase our faith. What a great opportunity to increase our faith. Now, I want to go back to the scripture here that we've been talking about, John chapter 9, verse 1. Let me read it to you. It says, as he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. This is Jesus. He sees a blind man. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Now, did you get what's happening here? Okay. You see, this is a story that prepares you and I to receive a miracle. This is a story that teaches us that God can take a negative situation and turn it around for the good. The disciples didn't realize it, but actually, they were placing themselves in a box. Now, by that, I mean that they had their opinions and they were not open to think outside the box. Jesus' answer to them was an outside of the box answer. You see, what I mean by that is the disciples, they had preconceived ideas of why this man was blind. Either number one, he sinned, or number two, his parents sinned. But Jesus was about to give them an answer that was outside the box. That was not part of their preconceived mindset. See, sometimes God wants to take you and I out of the box as well. Let's take, for example, Abraham. God had so many blessings for Abraham. But first, what God needed to do is take Abraham outside the box, so to speak. You see, God had so many blessings that Abraham could never have imagined. At first, Abraham was in a box. Then God took him outside. Literally, you can read about it in Genesis 15. God took Abraham outside, took him out of his box, and God showed Abraham the stars in the sky. And then he gave Abe a great promise. You see those stars in the sky? Now, this promise was all about what God wanted to do. And once again, God needed to take him outside of the box of his house, so to speak. Likewise, God has many blessings waiting for you and I. And sometimes we just simply need to get out of the box. 2 weeks ago, Fortress Church went online. This was an out-of-the-box idea. Now, it's only been two Sundays, but I'm here to tell you that our attendance online is more than our normal Sunday attendance inside the box of our church facilities. Wow. Our reach has expanded. But was it an out-of-the-box idea to go online? Yeah. So my question for you is this. Is the church really the church based on what happens inside the four walls of the church? Or is the church really the church based on how we minister to a hurting world outside of the four walls, outside of the box? Could it be that God wants to increase our faith? How does God increase our faith? When he takes you and I out of the box. What does Paul say in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10? He says this, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Once again, Paul is saying, you can't imagine, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived the things that God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. Wow. But sometimes what God needs to do in order for us to see all that, he'll take us outside the box. And sometimes we need to see things not as a problem, but as an opportunity. Indeed, that was happening here in the story in John chapter 9. The disciples looked at a problem. What was a problem? This man was blind. Jesus looked at it as an opportunity. This man is going to experience a miracle. See, it's as simple as that. It's a matter of our perspective, problem or opportunity. Now, there's a question that I've asked many people over the years, and I'm going to ask you the same question, but I'm going to tell you what I generally get as a response. The question is this: when was the time in your life that you grew closest to God? And when we think about that, the number one answer I get from people is, oh, it was when I was dealing with this particular problem. And that always gets me. It seems as though many people get closer to God when they're dealing with a problem. So my response is, was that really a problem? Or was it really an opportunity? See, and sometimes we just need to take a new perspective on that. For example, I was reminded of a story of a lady named Julie. She was only 44 years old, very active. She was a very strong believer in Jesus Christ, active in ministry, a great mom, a fantastic wife, a great administrative assistant at her office. She was a mentor to many young ladies and a blessing to her church. But one day she began to have some respiratory problems, and she was wondering if she had the flu. For a little while, she just kind of was dealing with it. But the flu seemed to be getting a little worse. So she went ahead and went to the doctor. And indeed, they did some tests. And it revealed with her respiratory system that she did have the flu. She was so disappointed that she had to stay home for another few days, pull back on her ministry and responsibilities, because she loved doing that. And she was great at it. And she was so disappointed. But then a few days later, the doctor called her back for another appointment. Apparently, the CT scan that they took to check her respiratory problem revealed a different problem. She was dealing with a cancerous tumor. The doctor recommended an aggressive plan to get the tumor out before it gets any bigger, and they did exactly that. And after 2 months, she was declared cancer-free. Amen. Why? Because they caught it early. And the lesson is this. It was a blessing that she caught the flu and had a CT scan. That was a huge blessing, because that little problem turned into an opportunity for the doctors to see another problem that was actually bigger. And they took care of it before it got any bigger. What a blessing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes what we see as a problem is really an opportunity for God to do something greater. We learned that from John chapter 9, and we're learning that in 2020 with the COVID-19. Problem or opportunity? I pray that you have the right attitude and say, Lord, this is my opportunity to get close to you. My opportunity to pray. My opportunity to stand strong. My opportunity to be generous. My opportunity to share my faith, and my opportunity to increase my faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Hour. Join us tomorrow as we continue to increase our faith. Be blessed.